Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Come on, tell me the truth. How many of you really want to start singing that song when he starts? Anyway, hey, Joe Messina, half of the family, half of the team, Messina. Tammy is doing family stuff, as he always does. But for me and Tammy and the rest of the team here, the rest of the family, we want to wish your family, we want to wish you Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever holiday you celebrate. And we celebrate Christmas. We believe in Christ. We believe in the birth of Christ. We believe that this is what this holiday is all about. Not about how much you can buy somebody or how much they buy you. They get you the right gift. Did you get them the right gift, the right color, what have you? It should be a time of, I don't know, reconnecting with family. That's the whole thing when God sent Christ, so we can reconnect with his family. Anyway, I appreciate you. I know Tammy appreciates you. We appreciate the support you've given us and the time that you've spent with us over the years. We are going to be gone, or I'm going to be gone. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. We'll be back the day after. I've put together some shows. I've put together some segments. I hope you enjoy. I know I've enjoyed them over the past and some new stuff. And so enjoy. Maybe it's a way for you to get other people to connect with the show. We're not doing any politics over the next 2 days. This is it. This is what you get. Again, I am Joe Messina. God bless you guys. We love you. We care about you. We want to thank you for being loyal supporters. Head over to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. Send me an email, Joe@TheRealSide.com. Joe@TheRealSide.com. God bless. Have a great Christmas. Overeat. Overenjoy your family. And truly, truly have a blessed Christmas.
Treetops glisten and children listen.
No one lets you do my determination to enjoy my
leader. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire, it's so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And it does. Merry Christmas. It is Christmas Day. And for me, growing up in an Italian family, it is not Christmas without Jesus, Dino, Frankie, Sammy, and the rest of them. Seriously, I mean, I hope you guys are having a great day with your family. If you're listening to the show, it means that your day has probably wound up, or you're trying to introduce somebody to the show, which I appreciate very much, by the way. But listen, be with your family today. I'm not here. Bunch of pre-recorded shows that I hope you enjoy from Christmases past. People that are no longer with us, some are still with us, and enjoy. You'll get to hear what some of the guests do for their Christmas traditions and how they see Christmas. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. I want to talk a little bit about, some of you won't agree with what I believe, which is I believe that Christmas is under assault. You know, it's really funny. Before Trump got into office, all we heard from the right people on the right was how it was, not that it was over, not that life was over. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I mean by this. You know, it wasn't worth fighting this stuff. We couldn't win, right? None of that stuff would work for us. And now I'm saying to you, now that he's in office, we're now starting to hear from some people that, hey, you know, it feels different. I actually feel okay saying Merry Christmas. Although, you know, what really stinks about that is you should have always felt okay about it. What do you care? Or what? Why? What, why, whatever. Why do you care about what people say? Right? When it comes to stuff like that, I want you to open your mouth. I want you to come out and say what you feel about things. This is just so wrong in so many ways. And I don't know, I got to tell you, I do not know why you let them get away with it. Yes, you let them get away with it. You know what I'm saying? And they do, whether you believe it or not, I really do believe, or I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I hope you're learning something from what you hear from me. I don't want to just be the guy, the spokeshole, you know? I don't want to be the guy that's just talking the talk, hoping you get it. Let's see what happens. Now, I'm not into all of that. What I'm into is you understanding what Christmas is all about. You understand what your freedom is all about. Now, yes, you have a right not to hear me say Merry Christmas, but open your mouth and say something ahead of time. Don't try to make me feel bad because I celebrate Christmas and want you to be part of the holiday. That would be so terrible, right? Let's hit on why it's Merry Christmas and not Happy Holidays. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, if you've got a heart and you've got an understanding, you have to understand that when somebody says in most cases, I won't say in every, but you have to understand in most cases, they're wishing you a joyous season. Right? You know, most Christians understand and know that when we're talking about Christmas, we're talking about peace on earth, goodwill towards men. What's so bad about that? How is that so terrible? Remember, for a Christian, the birth of Christ is the beginning of salvation. It's the beginning of your ability to spend eternity in heaven. Now, whether you believe it or not, that's not what I'm trying to push here. This is not the point. The point I'm trying to make is I'm wishing you good, whatever you want to call it, good tidings, happiness, health for your family, health for you. Where does that go sideways? How does that get wrong? I'm serious. At what point does that become nasty? You know what I'm saying? Again, I'm not going to get political, but, you know, it is Christmas, and I know plenty of other holidays get pushed in or lumped along with. I don't even care what you want to call it, but you don't have that right. I mean, you can celebrate whatever you want to, but don't try to take Christmas away from us. I mean, again, it's Christmas. I say Merry Christmas to you guys. Send out your Christmas cards. I actually got me an atheist card. No, really, I got a couple of them to send out. I'll tell you what, if you ever send me a Christmas card, it needs to say Merry Christmas, because if it says Happy Holidays, my wife will tell you it ends up in the trash. I don't even hang it. But I got a card for my atheist friends, and it's a very pretty card, really. It's got the, you know, the snow-covered mountain. It says, please enjoy this non-denominational winter scene, you heathen. Merry Christmas.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you are a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus.
See, I don't do the ho-ho-ho.
Charming as an
eel. I like the... because you never know what's in the gift. I mean, it could be old dog turd in there if you really had a bad year. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, but I always even more enjoy having this guy on with me. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week, but Corey... Merry Christmas. We're on Christmas Day today. I actually bothered you in the middle of probably shoving food in your mouth. What's up?
Oh, man. I was going to go somewhere else with that. Ooh, but anyway,
be nice.
Merry Christmas
to
you also.
There you go. The love of Christ today. You can't get nasty with anybody. So, you know, we were talking during the break. I said, at my house, it takes me about an hour to get through Christmas. You know, I mean, with the screaming. My ears are still ringing. Because I have girls, and girls shriek. They don't yell. They shriek when they get exactly what they want, the little ones. So I'm still getting through the air ringing thing. So what's Christmas like at the Duncan compound?
Well, that's interesting. First everyone sleeps, and then you get up and the proper people make the breakfast for the king of the house, and the rest is history. They take open up a bunch of gifts. I act like I like the gifts that was given to me, and I half smile. And then the rest is, you know, they open up gifts, know that their dad is cheap, and I probably went to the dollar store and got them. No, honestly, it's been overwhelming. And I always like to say that we don't really celebrate Christmas. We have dinner together, but we don't celebrate Christmas because we feel as though that always in this family that Christmas is any day that you can live to see another day. And I always try to teach my children the same thing, is that you have to understand that there's a lot of people that's leaving this earth. You know, I don't want to bring a somber moment to the day, but I mean, just like with the passing of Dick Enberg. I mean, Dick Enberg, I just got finished watching him this past summer, the Padres game, and you know, the man's gone just like that. So right. That just goes to show you, just like with anything else, not even dealing with radio personalities or sports or whatever or anything like that, it's just that the next 10 minutes is not promised you. You can drop dead. So. But Christmas, you know, I'm so glad that this is almost over because there's a lot of people out here, and they just and what has killed Christmas is not the kids, because anyone that has a child and sees a child face light up and they're smiling and whatever, that's what Christmas is all about. That is about for the children or whatever. But these grown-ups have just turned Christmas upside down. They're killing each other and running into each other. And the same with them, as my mom will always say, first thing the day after Christmas, all of that stuff going on sale. So why not just wait until the day after Christmas and go online now and you can order whatever you want
to
order.
Corey, years ago, my kids will tell you, I used to go shopping on Christmas Eve because I knew I could get some of the best deals ever. The people didn't want to take the stuff home, or they wanted to, you know, end the year on a positive note. And then what I would do, your mom would be appreciative of this. I'd get them all these gifts, and then I would hide some of them. So during the year, I would let them out, you know, during the year kind of thing. The other thing my oldest son reminded me of last night was, remember the Matchbox cars? Right?
Oh, yeah.
I would buy the Matchbox cars for them, but I'd buy them all. You know, I had four kids. I'd buy them all Matchbox cars and stuff. But I'd wrap each one of them individually, so it looked like there was like 100 gifts under the tree, when there was really only, like, you know, truly only about 6 or 7 full gifts. So, but that's the part of it that, you know, we have a tradition where we read the story of the birth of Christ. So it's kind of like, let's start the day off the way it was supposed to be started off. And I ask my granddaughters, I always say stuff like, so why, if it's Jesus' birthday, why am I giving you gifts? And it's easy to look in their face like, I don't know.
well, you know, not jumping the subject, but the same with the season, that, you know, all of us that's around our age, I understand that back in the day, Christmas was different. You know, dad or stepdad or whatever you have, you will help you put your train set together or your bike or whatever. These kids, I mean, even before Christmas, I know a couple of years ago the kids was changing. When I came to my two older sons, my daughter Cornessa and two older sons, Tristan and Chandler, I said, hey, look, here's the Hess truck. Back in the day, your dad had this. I even stepped out of concert, got on the floor. Wait a minute, I stepped out of concert, got on the floor, and was like, room, room. Look, I said, look, the lights light up. I said, now they got one, they had one that's a steam shovel, and it just, I said, man, that's great. And my daughter looked at me, they just had this look like, really, really, dad. And I asked my son, I said, well, why are you on the phone? He said, I'm calling the police right now for having you picked up. Because you must be crazy if you think we're going to take that. And my daughter Cornessa was like, really, Dad? Our hash truck? She was like, really? I'm like, man, it broke my heart. I was like, man, you know, I can't say what I wanted to say.
That's funny. Well, you know what? It's that the gifts have gotten, I mean, can you imagine? Here we got two old guys, right? We're complaining now. Can you imagine going to your dad or me in the 70s and going, hey, I want a parody. I want this $500 iPhone, and you're my father. You should buy it for me. You know, when I woke up, you know, in the hospital 2 days later, I would have realized I'm not getting the phone. But, I mean, these phones are $300, $400, $500 with the new iPhone X is $999 on sale. It's like, my God.
Well, I'm sporting one right now. So I want to say thank you to my daughter, Cornessa. She got me an iPhone for Christmas. And that, you know, don't expect nothing in your lounge.
Yeah.
No
she's
time
looking,
for you.
Dude,
but anyway.
She's looking to get in the will. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
It sounds like she's the smartest one in the group.
Hey, she's a true politician. She's a real politician. She's not, but guess what? It won't work with me because, see, here's the stickler with me. Hey, look, this is for all of the food that you eat. The clothes that I put
I like
your back
that.
All those years.
Yep.
Exactly. So that's a payback. So
I always used to love that when they would say, "This is mine. That's mine. This is mine." Oh, not really. See, this is my house, and that room you rent that you don't pay any rent on. Yeah, you owe that to me. So I don't know what to tell you, but anyhow.
Don't worry. All of your listeners, this is what you do when they get to where they're working. I think the legal age is 15. But they do it. Start keeping receipts. Start keeping receipts for everything that they. Because I know that moms are probably listening. Here we go. We keep receipts now. No. Let me show you what you were eating 2 or 3 or 4 years ago and how much it cost.
And yeah, all right. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas. We're up against it. Tell them. Be nice.
Okay. I will. You can reach me at Corey Black Conservative Duncan on Facebook or Corey Press Duncan on Twitter. Thank you, everyone. Have a Merry Christmas. And if I don't talk to you, have a Happy New Year. Be safe and stay behind our president, President Trump. And let's get that wall built and repeal Obamacare in the next year.
You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Special Christmas, pre-recorded Christmas show. Hey, I'm gone all week. We're going to be recording all week. But have some fun. Really, seriously.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. On the southern border, agents are reporting surprising numbers, seeing between 10,000 and 12,000 illegal immigrants crossing into the United States every single day in the past few weeks. The number of encounters in December alone has passed 200,000, far more than November. This, as lawmakers on Capitol Hill are trying to pass a supplemental spending bill in early 2024, which would include funding for the southern border. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham explains what needs to happen to get a deal done.
The policies of the Biden administration are attracting people from all over the world. We have to change those policies to secure our border, so policy changes are the key to getting a deal to help Ukraine.
President Biden and the First Lady had nothing on their public schedule on Christmas. This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas.
Come on, everybody.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
Well, hopefully you had a good life insurance policy on there, huh? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, I know. I'm doing, look, we can all do the Frank Sinatra, the Dean Martin, the Frosty the Snowman stuff. But everybody does that. I don't want to do that. It's boring, right? So anyway, I always appreciate the time that Kimberly spends with me. Kimberly Marin joins me here today. And it's just, you know, Kimberly, it's just Christmas. I don't want to talk about politics, taxes, although, you know, the tax thing is nice because you can start saving next year, you know, for a heavier Christmas. But, you know, I know you live in New England. I mean, I grew up in Boston. I always love people, they say, do you miss the snow? No. I can look at it on TV if I want to. So what do you do? Okay. What do you do? You do anything special for Christmas? You do what? Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to say one thing because you played that song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Oh, no.
She wouldn't have if she had been carrying. Oh. Just want to say that.
With a good rifle, she could have picked him off from quite far away, right?
That's right. Yeah, Grandma, a rifle for Christmas.
Perfect.
I love the snow, actually. We're actually getting snow Friday again, and which stinks because the snow does kind of stink when you have something to do.
Right.
I love
so you want snow. You want snow on demand. Is that kind of what you're saying there?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. I do. I would like snow on demand because I really enjoy staying home, watching the snow fall. You know, it can build up. And there's something about the snow, and only people who have experienced the snow understand this. It's very quiet.
Oh, yeah. You are right there. Yep.
It's something totally different, and I love that. You know, you just can stand outside, and it's just a different feeling. And I don't know, I just love the snow. Of course, I don't have to move it, shovel it, drive in it if I don't want to. I don't have to do any of that stuff.
Oh, honey does that, right? I mean, hey, I got to get out here, so go clean the driveway, will you? Right?
Pretty much.
Come on.
No. We have a plow guy. We pay someone to do that.
Oh, whoa. Okay, well, yeah, I haven't hit that time in my life yet. I'm working on it, though.
Yeah, no, our driveway's too big, but hubby does have to clean off the deck and, you know, the stairs and whatever. But I got him an electric shovel last year.
Wait a minute. An electric shovel in the snow. Okay, that's good. When
it
starts melting, it should light him up like a Christmas tree. Anyway, what do you do that's special though? What do you do that's maybe different than others, or are you just very traditional?
Well, it's changed over the years based on, you know, growing up and then where I lived, and then when I had my own son. Now, so my son was born on Christmas Eve. So it's always
come on, really?
Always,
you couldn't wait?
No. He didn't want to come out. He was 3 weeks late, okay?
Oh, wow. He was warm. So, anyway, go ahead.
So, it's always we celebrate his birthday first. And I don't wrap his presents in Christmas paper. You know, I wrap them separate. We always celebrate his birthday first, and then it's Christmas Eve. You know what I mean? But, you know, now that we move, we always host Thanksgiving. We always host Christmas Eve dinner. So I have the in-laws over and some family over because I have 3 Christmas trees. I decorate, and I am like Martha Stewart on crack.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you something. I would have never pictured that of you. With the way we've talked at times, I figured you were kind of like me to a degree. You know, pull the tree out of the bottom of the box, push the branches down, it's all set and ready to go, and then you shove it at the top of the box when Christmas is over.
No, I think 5 years ago I tried to make it look like Christmas puked on my house. And I did all kinds of crafts that year. I made all these kinds of really awesome wreaths, and I can't even explain all the stuff I made, but I made tons of stuff, and I just have so much Christmas stuff. This year I was a little bit more grinchy. I didn't put out my village, which takes forever. You know, I didn't do some stuff, but yeah, that I have tons and tons of stuff. I love it because it's, you know, when you decorate for Christmas, it's cheery. It's how can you not smile when you have colored lights and pretty ornaments and, you know, sparkly things all over.
See, you drive by stuff like that and you go, oh my God, look how beautiful that is and everything else. I look at it and go, some schmuck's in 3 hours putting that up. It's going to take him 5 hours to get it down and he's going to have to make sure it's wrapped properly.
You're a Grinch.
It's the only thing I wanted on the front lawn, but she wouldn't let me put up one of those blow-up things, right? I want not the blow-up, but the air ones. I want to put one of those air Grinches up in the front lawn. Colorful.
We used to go, there's in Saugus, which for those, Joe knows where that is. It's in Massachusetts. There's places that have really great lights. And it used to be tradition every year that I'd bring my son and we'd go and see those lights. It's the same street. I remember the name of the street. It's, you know, and then more people added lights once this house did. So that used to be another fun thing I did. Now the tradition is I had to stop going down to visit my family because I got the bulldogs. And I wasn't going to leave my husband, and I couldn't bring them because I didn't know how they would be with my sister's dogs. So now the tradition is, you know, we have a nice Martha Stewart on crack dinner. excuse me. And then after everyone leaves on Christmas Eve, a Christmas story goes on, and that channel's not allowed to be changed until the next day when it goes off.
Oh, that's right. You do that marathon thing. You need care. Yep. You need lots. Does the dog lay next to you when you do it?
Well, he's probably trying to get me to play ball, but yeah.
Oh, that poor guy. All right. Well, wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Festus Tree, whatever it is you want to do.
Festivus for the rest of it.
Send your emails to her. Don't bother me with it, okay?
I'm going to start airing of the grievances right now.
Oh, God.
So, Merry Christmas. I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday and enjoys a few days off with family.
Yeah, a few days. No kidding, right? It never stops. All right, Kimberly, you have a great Christmas, too, really. You and your family have a nice and good time.
You, too. Thank you. I didn't even get to say I go out for Chinese food now on Christmas
Day. Oh, God. No. How can you, on one hand, want Christmas to puke all over your house, and on the other hand, you go out for Chinese food?
Because it's like, it's just to the tradition of a Christmas story.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh. You know, I have the stable up. I had to go all over the place to find a nativity scene. Couldn't find a nativity
scene. Did you find any?
I got one from China. I had to order one on eBay, and it came from China, right?
You know what?
What?
Did it get there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it over the weekend. The funny thing about it was the first day I put it up, and, you know, I have the camera come on it when we open up the show, and somebody says, where's the baby Jesus? I said, hey, yo, dopus. He doesn't get here until the 25th. I'm one of those realists, you know? I mean, the stable's empty. You got some animals. If I could go out and find something that looked like cow turd, I'd put them in there. But
oh, my God.
I know. I'm bad like that. I love playing games like that. But anyway, it was just funny. Somebody was actually insulted that I didn't have the baby Jesus in there.
But I would have been able to keep the baby Jesus in there anyhow if it was for these feminist freaktoids that, again, this year, like the third year in a row, these people, the topless feminists, trying to steal the baby Jesus out of the Vatican nativity scene. These guys are nuts. Just nuts. Okay, so let me see. The topless feminists at the Vatican, they were screaming, "God is woman." And they tried to steal the baby Jesus statue from the nativity scene. And obviously they were stopped by police. But what is it with you people? You people who do not believe in God to begin with. You just want to take shots at Catholics, Christians, whatever. And you don't believe in God. I just love this. I just think this is hilarious. You got one group that has two Josephs in the nativity scene because they want to prove that Jesus was gay or Joseph was gay or whatever. I don't know how Jesus came about, but anyhow. And then you got this. You got what does the topless part do? Does it get them more attention? What, they can't get anybody to look at their breasts unless they do this? Sick people. It's Christmas, okay? It's the day of the birth of our Savior. You can't, this is why I say to you, the fight isn't over. The war isn't over. They're still coming after us. And you need to keep, we all need to keep pushing back. Don't let it stop. Sincerely, don't stop the fight. You know, this is, again, the woman identified as Elsa Vingrovadola, whatever, was seen vaulting over a guardrail, charging towards the statues in St. Peter's Square, screaming, "God is woman," and having, you know. So my question to them is, I'm seriously, do you read the Bible? Is it, where do you come up with this stuff? Is it just because you decide that God is woman, that God is woman? Well, then I'll say God is man, and then we'll have a fight on our hands, won't we? What do you use? Is it just the logic between your ears? Why are you always right and we're always wrong? Do you have the guts to go after the Muslims like you go after us because the Muslim God is male? Right? I mean, it's just amazing to me that you guys don't stop. You think... Merry Christmas. See, if you would read the Bible, you'd find out that we don't believe that God is quote-unquote male or female. God is spirit. Yes, he's referred to as our Father. Not Mother Nature, not Mother whatever, not Mother Earth. He's referred to as our Father. Get over it. Write your own book. Start your own religion. Get a life. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
No, 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 you're listening. I'm good with all of this. Look, I grew up in an Italian household. I didn't understand half of what they said to me when I was younger. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. But you know what? It's Christmas time. We're not doing politics. We're just kind of talking to special guests and sponsors that have been with me for quite some time now. And I'm always interested in what they do around their holiday for their well, it's our holiday, obviously. But everybody's got their own traditions. And that's what's great about America. Nobody's saying you got to throw everything away. But you assimilate, you get into the culture, but you bring your special brand with you. You bring your seasoning, if you would, with you. And talk about seasoning, Jose Rivera joins me today, and he is our conservarican, as we used to call him. And did I call you Jose?
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
right,
you did.
I'll fix it. I'll fix it. That's because I was getting
it's
into
good,
Jose Feliciano. Well, you're all from the same tribe. It's okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly.
Right. Who
you know? I bring the seasoning that I bring is adobo. Yeah, by the way, that's the special seasoning.
Is that what you bring to it? Right. So Julio Rivera, known as the conservarican to us, I love his passion. We both kind of have the same thing going on. So when we get together, it's really fast. You've got to pay attention and play it back slow later on, so you can actually understand what we were saying. Anyway, hey, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, Joe. It's actually great to hear you, and I'm so glad to be a part of your Christmas extravaganza.
Yeah, all $7 worth. Hey, So, I love having you guys back on because, you know, we hit politics so hard all year long. It's nice when the holidays come around and say, you know, I know you got a couple of kids. You know, Christmas has a special meaning to everybody. I mean, some kind of meaning. I don't care if you're Jewish and you celebrate Hanukkah or whatever it is you celebrate. It's that time of year where you want to get family together. You don't want to beat up all the political stuff. You want to have that break for a few hours anyhow. What do you do anything special on Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a time for the family. I'm glad that you said that about it not being political, because that's actually an issue with my family. My family, being from New Jersey and being, you know, Hispanic, is very liberal, actually. So I'm kind of the outsider, the black sheep, if you will. I don't know if that's politically correct to say that way. I know somebody's probably you. I hope you don't get letters and, you know, comments and hate mail over me saying
what,
that. But
I'm
in a sense,
sheep.
I am.
Brown sheep. You can say you're brown sheep. That's closer to reality, right? I mean, nobody can write me a book.
Exactly, yeah. But that being said, yeah, it's always like, you know, politics is a very contentious sort of subject with my family. So, you know, this year we have a rule, actually, that nobody's going to talk politics. You know, especially now that Trump won, they definitely don't want me talking politics because, you know, they enjoyed their 8 years of Obama. And you know what? Thank God it's over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the Christmas gift, right? That's the real Christmas gift that's truly happening.
Exactly.
It's
that's the real side of Christmas there. You know, that's really what's worth positive. But, no, I mean, we do, you know, a lot of the, you know, the traditional stuff with the food. You know, we always love, you know, our pork shoulder, which we refer to as pernil. You know, we sit there and roast that sucker for, you know, 5-6 hours, and it comes out just so tender with the crispy skin. Oh, my God, ISIS is, you know, rolling around going nuts right now, thinking of the prospect of that right now. That we're actually enjoying pork.
I've actually got drool coming out the side of my mouth, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, it's so good. It's so good. And, you know, there's all the traditional things. There's the coquito, which is like the eggnog, the, you know, Puerto Rican eggnog. Tons of rum in that, by the way. Yeah, you can't put enough rum in the coquito. You know, and then the other food, the pasteles and all the good stuff. I mean, that's what Christmas means to me. Christmas means to me guiltless eating. Just, you don't even think about it. Just stuff your face until you pass out, basically. That's your tradition.
Wow. No, it's funny. Like I said, everybody brings something different to the table. My aunts, my uncles from Italy, you know, we had a lot of friends that were from Israel, you know, Jewish people that would actually show up on Christmas Eve and we'd all eat together. We'd break bread together and talk about tradition and family and that kind of, you know, it was really funny. Everybody's so concerned about insulting someone or offending somebody. But I remember as a kid on Christmas Eve, we had atheists, we had agnostics, we had Jews, we had Christians all in the same house. They had no problem with us praying. They had no problem with us talking about Christ. Everybody was fine with it because it was really just it was really ultimately a day for us to get together as family and just kind of, I don't know, recenter ourselves, reground ourselves, whatever the word you want to use. But it was not a political day, not a religious day, if you would. And I mean that in the broad brush religion, but it's a day for family to get together. Remember what our blessings are, what we have, and you've got a newborn.
Exactly.
A fairly new.
Yes,
newborn.
I do. A little baby, 5 months old. Right. So this is her first Christmas. She's going to be dressed up as a little elf. She's going to look absolutely gorgeous.
But listen. Tell me you're not one of those guys, because I consider you like a sensible guy, right? You're not one of the guys that bought her like 51 gifts, because she's not going to remember this in 20 years. You know that, right? Send me your money.
No. I mean, but, you know, I'll get her the cute stuff that'll get her. Like, I got her like these glow bears that, you touch them and they're like a giant teddy bear, but when you press the button, they glow in the dark. So she's either going to be traumatized or she's really going to love it. If she, I hope she doesn't burst out crying, you know, thinking that like the bear is possessed by the devil or something. That's going to be nice. And you know, just all the little cutie stuff, all the little baby stuff, you know, little bears and toys and the cutie stuff. And then my older daughter, who's a teenager, you know, you got to give her the high tech stuff and, you know, all the stuff that she wants. You know, you got to get her the Uggs and the this and the that and stuff. And me, I get nothing. I get the satisfaction of seeing, their joy, I guess. That's my Christmas. Isn't that our Christmas gift?
Yeah, pretty much. You just sit there, you take pictures, and you go, oh, my God, what have I created?
Exactly. I'll be lucky if I get a bottle of scotch. Put it that way. I'll be lucky if I get a bottle of scotch.
My dad.
But I will enjoy it. I will.
I know. We all do. I mean, my dad used to get socks and what was that? What was the cologne? Old Spice. Remember Old Spice?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I used to use the deodorant.
There you go. Yeah, well, I got my dad a cologne. I mean, that was kind of like he ran out about every December. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
There you go.
And you know, I got others that are just dying to get on the show. They paid me big bucks for this, you know.
Listen, I want to give a very Merry Christmas to all of your listeners. You know, stay the course, keep the good fight going in the new year. I know this episode isn't really about politics, but you know, you do a great job, Joe. I gotta commend you. You know, you really express conservatism in a way that people can digest it, and you're definitely on the right side of all the arguments, and God bless you. And, you know, I look forward to seeing you. Are you going to be at CPAC?
I'm going to try like heck. We'll see. It gets cold there, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does get cold out there, but I'd love to see you out there. And, you know, God bless you in California. I hope that you guys get through, you know, all the crazy stuff that's going on over there.
I'm
going
to help them succeed, then I'm going to move to New Jersey with you. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. We always got room for an Italian, another Italian in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right.
I'll blend in. I'll blend, like they say. Anyway, Merry Christmas to you and your family. I hope you have a great time.
Merry Christmas, and God bless you and Tammy.
You know, I love having guests on with us, you know, guests that are on a regular basis, sponsors and what have you, to talk about what the day truly is about. Because everybody I get that everybody celebrates it differently. I even get that some people aren't Christian listening to the show, and I get that. I don't know, you celebrate it. You want to celebrate Xmas, that's fine for you. I guess you can celebrate Christmas too. But you know, and read my piece that I have up on the website about Christmas. We know that Jesus wasn't born in the middle of winter. Shepherds wouldn't have been in the field. We get all of that. But you got to pick a day. Got to do something, right? Or at least I feel like you have to do something. And it's okay. It seriously is okay. Mark and Lynn Weevil, I guess it's Weevil, of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, believe that Jesus is the reason for the season. So they decided to include a beautiful sign that just simply reads Jesus in their outdoor Christmas decorations. Now, a few days later, they received an email from the Homeowners Association asking them to remove the sign. One of their neighbors had complained that Jesus' display was offensive. One of their hundreds of neighbors complained that Jesus is offensive. And again, I say this all the time. I'm not trying to be nasty or funny. I'm really not trying to be funny, but what part of Jesus is nasty? Is it to love your neighbor as yourself? Is it feed the widows and the orphans? Is it peace on earth, goodwill towards men? You know, is it forgive everybody? Is it? I mean, I'm really trying to find out where the offense is here, because they never really say what the offense is, other than you know, you believe that Jesus is the only way. Okay, yeah, but what's the offense? If you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in Jesus, then what's the big whoop? It doesn't affect you. So if I think that you're not going to get forgiven of your sin because you believe in Jesus, you don't believe in Jesus, then if you don't believe in Jesus, doesn't matter. And most of you who argue with me, which I really love, is you'll ask me, who's to say there is sin? What is sin? And, okay, I'm not getting in this conversation with you because I can't win. You've already decided there is no sin. You've already decided that you're doing everything perfectly correct and right, and there's not much I can do to change your mind. So why bother? You know what I'm saying? Why even bother? So the article goes on to say, we know that Christmas was about the birth of Jesus. Mrs. Weevil told the Evening Sun newspaper, I was quite shocked that it offended somebody. But I guess today's world I shouldn't have been. Well, see, this is the stuff that's going to keep the conservative Republicans in charge for a long time. And I'm not trying to get all political on you, but you just go attacking head on. You think that everybody's on your page. Well, guess what? They're not. The neighbor objected to the offensive nature of the sign. The Homeowners Association had a completely different concern. Now, they argued that the Jesus display was really against their no signs permitted. Isn't that just special? Weevil said they plan on keeping their decorations in place regardless of the Homeowners Association mandates. Guess what? We love Jesus. He's staying. What about all about you guys? Hey, go heat up your coffee. Come on back. Got a lot more coming up. I hope you appreciate it for the next few hours.